Good morning.
Good morning
and Happy New Year. I want to welcome everyone to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church and thank you for coming out to worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit on this lovely day. A few announcements. You can take your red pad, sign it, pass it down if there's anyone on your row and would like to have a record of your attendance. I've had some people request to join the church, so I'm giving out literature. They'll have a class. And then bring in as new members. If you would like to join, you can sign the I Wish card, or you can speak to me after the service. The missional team will be meeting this Wednesday, January the 6th at 7 p.m. Offering envelopes on the table in the narthex if you want one. If you don't have a name on yours and you want it, you can talk to Carol. There's a Friends at Home list of addresses. If you'd like to call or contact those people, remind you as we start the new year, it's time for our new per capita, which is $29.10, I believe. So you might want to add that or round it up to 30 if you'd like. That'd be great. Just remember the food bank is always in need. Special thanks to Target Stores for the food they've donated. Scripture readers that we started a couple of years ago. Should be a list on the table in the back. If you'd like to be a scripture reader, you can sign up for the week that you would like to read. And that scripture will be sent to you by email if you get email. And it'll be the New Revised Standard Version, so it'll be the same one on the PowerPoint. And the library, we just like to always start off New Year reminding people there's for babies who might be crying or someone might be coughing, it's the library, nice tables and couches. And there should be a speaker, and if it's not plugged in, you can just plug it in. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our opening hymn of praise for this first Sunday of the year, Another Year is Dawning, 567.
Thank you.
beautiful. Let our worship continue with the prayer of confession that you find printed in your bulletin. Dear Heavenly Father,
we love you because you first loved us. We are grateful that Jesus is the light of the world. Forgive us when we fail to shine in a world of darkness. Forgive us when we fail to love as you love. Remind us that we are your children and your disciples. Show us how to live lives that are worthy of our calling. Teach us how to let the light of Christ shine through as individuals and as a church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for your personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Sense of unity, recite our traditional Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life.
Let's take a moment and greet one another. If you don't know someone's name, be sure to ask. Make a little announcement and on your checks, 2016, not 2015. Takes us a while sometimes to get there. 2016. Responsive reading in the back of your hymnals, God's Love, 653. God's Love, 653. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him.
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
In this was love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
We love him because he first loved us.
This time I invite the elder on the door to come forth with a prayer and praise request.
We have three prayer requests today. First is for Mary Slover, who asked for prayers for the asthma problems she is having. Next prayer request is from Patty Hall. She says, please pray for a friend of the family who had a loved one hit by a truck by walking on the road and is in critical condition. Another prayer request from Patty Hall. Please pray for one of our friends who has prostate cancer and it has returned to other parts of his body and will go through treatment. And I want a praise request for all those that were traveling over the Christmas holidays and safely returned. We had six people from New Mexico that had to stay a few extra days due to the bad weather there. And Happy New Year, everyone.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new year, 2016, the year of our Lord. We thank you for what you meant to us last year and how you helped us through difficult and troubling times. And we know that you will be with us every day of 2016. You have promised in your word to never leave us and never to forsake us. The scriptures say that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you for that. Lord, we pray for one another. We pray for those who are hurting, whether it be physical or mental. Maybe they're having a financial problem. Whatever it is, we join in agreement with these prayers that have been mentioned, listed in the Valley newsletter, the bulletin, all those that have a prayer that they're not speaking out. But we come in agreement with one another, and we lift these prayers to your heavenly throne. Jesus, we know that you'll present them to the Father, and they will be answered according to his will, his glory, his might, his love. And help us to love one another. Help us at times to be an answer to a prayer. Maybe to help someone financially. Maybe to send a card or a phone call or take a meal. Whatever it might be. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to serve you in this new year. And we thank you for your disciples and the wonderful prayer that you gave to them and to us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn of preparation is a screen song this morning, Jesus, Name Above All Names. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, another day to serve you, another day to love you, another day to be in fellowship with your church, those called out of the world into a relationship with you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit and the gifts that he has given to the church. May we use them, not for our own self-aggrandizement, that people will look at us and say how good we are, but they will look at you and say that must be a loving Lord. Lord, thank you for this church, for everyone that seeks to do your will. Thank you for their giving in so many different ways. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our friend. Amen.
The scripture for today is John 1, 1 through 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being? In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. This is a reading of God's Word.
I have some very good news for all of us this morning. December the 22nd was the winter solstice. Each day is getting a little bit longer now. And I say thank the Lord for that. I want longer days and more sunlight and be back out. But this has been a blessed winter as far as I'm concerned, with no snow and relative. I probably shouldn't even say that. Thank you. You know, all denominations have their own magazines. The magazine, The Lutheran, tells about a church secretary in Ohio who was preparing a funeral service for a woman named Edna. Well, the previous funeral at the church was for a woman named Mary. So the secretary simply called the earlier bulletin into the computer screen and substituted the word Edna for Mary. Imagine how disturbed the pastor was, not realizing this, and they began to recite the Apostles' Creed at the funeral, and it included the words, "Born of the Virgin Edna." If you're like me, you like a new year. A chance, at least in our minds, to start afresh, to begin again, to put some of the things that were not so good in 2015 behind us and look forward to the future with faith and hope and love. You know, the Japanese have a very interesting way of keeping track of the passage of time. Each time a new emperor takes the throne, the calendar starts all over again at year one. In 1990, Japan's emperor Hirohito had been in power for 66 years, so it was year 66 on the Japanese calendar. That's not true, of course, for Christianity. The coming of Jesus Christ into our world signaled a break with the past. Darkness became light. Despair became hope. Condemnation became grace. As William Barclay puts it, even the calendar tells us that at the birth of Jesus, history started all over. So this is not year one, or even year 100, and it's not year 5,777, as the Jewish traditional calendar would have it. The Christian calendar says it is the year 2016, the year of our Lord. And yet there's a sense in which, because Christ has come into the world, this year is potentially year one for each of us. Year one of a new life. Year one of a chance of a new beginning. A new year offering the promise of starting over. There was a somewhat backward farmer who stopped by his neighbor to tell them that his son was stuck in the mud. An old farmer said, "Well, how deep is he sunk?" "Oh, about up to his ankles." The man said, "Well, we don't need to be in a hurry. Just sit down and let's have a beer together. We'll talk a little while, then we'll go get him out." Another man said, you know, I don't think we should really wait. You see, he's in head first. Head first up to his ankles. And it's been that kind of year for some of us. Up to our ankles. We felt like that we have been in head first in the mud, in the mire, maybe in despair, maybe in depression. Whatever might have been going on in our lives or our families' lives. Few people escape the trials and tribulations of life. Life can be very good, but it also at times can be very difficult. I remember as a young boy watching Annette Funicello. Many young boys will remember her, the first really star of the Mouseketeer, Mickey Mouse Club. She was almost perfect peaches and cream, her dark hair. Later she made those lighthearted and very innocent beach movies, innocent by our standards, today with, who did you make them with? Frankie Avalon. Oh. And she had been diagnosed as suffering from MS in 1992, but she did not announce it. She said, I didn't go public with this information because I didn't think people could handle that Annette was suffering from multiple sclerosis. You know, bad things do happen. They happen to Annette's. They happen to Judy's and Andrew's and the Larry's. They happen to all of us. Life can be very difficult at times. I was reading recently about Gene Stallings, the former football coach of Alabama Crimson Tide, and Alabama's getting ready to play Clemson in the January the 11th, the national championship. So I'm very interested in that game because Clemson being a South Carolina team. But George Stallings, who most of us probably don't remember, hasn't escaped his share of pain. His only son, John Mark, was born with Down syndrome. The doctor said he wouldn't live to be 4. Then they said he wouldn't live to be 11. Then they said, well, he's 31 now. But he says, I try not to think about how much time we have remaining. I just try to make every day count together and to love him every day. So John Mark was not really worried about whether I win a national championship at Alabama. He's not one of the typical Alabama fans. He wants the team to win simply because it makes Pop happy. It makes me happy. And that's what I love about him. He's so innocent. There isn't a mean bone in his body. Gene Stallings takes each day he has with John Mark, just as Annette Funicello takes one day at a time as she battles MS. But it certainly cannot be easy for either one of these people. There has to be times of discouragement. Times when we even might say, they might say, or we might say in our own life, why me, Lord? What did I do to deserve this that is happening to me or a loved one or a friend? Why? Do you know that January is one of the best years or months for mail order companies? I know we think everything is bought at Christmas, but many people go on the internet, especially the internet as we have it now, and purchase. And if you've got an internet, you're getting things from all these different companies wanting you to buy. And some of us will. January could be a dismal time for many of us because of the darkness and because of the short days. Some people say it's because of the short, dark days of winter and people being confined to their houses, not being able to get out and do what they would normally do, work in the yard, go places. But a piece of mail or a package that you're anticipating coming to your house, it brings a sense of light. It gives us a chance to do something for ourselves, to bring a little bit of cheer into our lives. That's why January is a good time to read the first chapter of John. In him was light, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light John was describing, of course, is Christ, who has come into our world, come into a dark world. A dark world where there's evil, where there's bad things happening, and he brought hope. Hope for those who are in up to their heels in despair. Hope that is built on more than a positive attitude, as good as that is to have. It is hope built on a person, the personhood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Chris Stewart, a young British runner who won a major race in Slovenia in 1991. While there, Stewart learned of the desperate plight of the people living in the towns throughout Croatia. People cut off from international aid due to the terrible conflict, the war, people being killed, bombed, shot. Stewart was third place finisher in both the 1996 and 1997 New York Marathon, which is quite an accomplishment. And he wanted to do something to help these people. And he began running relief supplies across sniper-infested Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina. In Stewart's case, running is taken literally. Stewart ran several miles past woods where snipers lurk, encountering heavy shelling on his seven-hour run back and forth. And why did he do it? He explains his act of heroism like this. Some people were dying from simple infections just because they didn't have antibiotics. There were ordinary, bewildered people, just like us, and no one seemed to be helping them. Is there a more perfect picture of the world in which Christ came than ordinary and bewildered people and nobody seemed to be helping them? But remember, somebody did. Someone did come to our rescue. Christ came, and light entered a dark world. Hope entered a despairing world. Love entered a cold, cruel world. And grace, amazing grace, came into our lives and changed us. Christ did not come as many expected him to come with power and majesty. And that's why a lot of the people could not accept him. It wasn't what they anticipated. He humbled himself and took up the form of a man and came into our lives in the form of a servant. Christ came into our world, not storming the gates, but wooing us with love. John put it beautifully. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own did not accept him, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God. You and I, when we accept Christ into our lives, we become the children of God. Sons of God, daughters of God. And that is a wonderful, beautiful thing that should bring us a sense of joy and happiness. In the midst of our sometimes dark and dreary world, the light of Jesus Christ shines through and something happens to us. Like flower that lifts their faces after the long winter, and that sun begins to shine, they begin to open up and bloom. And the leaves come back on the trees, and the grass begins to grow. We have a fresh joy, a sense of renewal, fresh hope, fresh faith to sustain us through another day, through another week, through another year, through our entire lifetimes. And we find ourselves able to cope with whatever life sends our way. Whatever. If you can hold on to Jesus. I'm not saying it's easy. But I'm saying you can cope. You can make it. You can do it. And this year can be year one in a sense for you. This new year can be a time to start over. A time to begin again. Amen. Our communion hymn, Break Thou the Bread of Life, page 274, verses 1 and 2.
Thank you.
I just want to remind everyone that the visitors, if you're welcome to receive communion today, you do not have to be a member of our church or even a Presbyterian. All that we ask is you are believers in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And we will take, you'll be served and hold your elements until we take them together. About the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, once again we thank you for this beautiful day, this new year, a chance of a new beginning in our minds at least, to start over, put up behind some of the things that have happened. But what we never want to put behind us, but always hold on to closely, is you coming into the world and bringing the light, you being willing to give your life so that we might have life, eternal life. So as we receive this communion today, this Lord's Supper, may it have real effect in our lives. May we draw closer to you and even to one another as we receive this with a sense of unity. Lord, touch us in a very special and unique way today. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to once again remember your sacrifice. In the name of Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. On the day that our Lord and Savior was betrayed, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and said, "This is my body which has been given to you. As often as you eat it, do so in remembrance of me." Same day that our Lord and Savior was betrayed, he took the cup of the New Testament, pouring it, saying, "This is my blood which has been shed for the remission of the sins of the many. As often as you drink it, do so in remembrance of me." Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." Paul wrote in Romans, "If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, then you shall be saved." Let us remember the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus.
A closing hymn 121, "The Word Made Flesh."
Sanctuary. What did you go think about a new year, new beginning for yourself and for others? A time even to forgive and start over with family and friends, relationships. A time to let things heal and move forward. Go from here thinking of Jesus as the life and remembering as you took communion this morning what that means to us, how it affects our lives and the life of the world. Go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.